Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today it's Dear NCAA. Dear NCAA, it must be really difficult to be in your position today. After the state of California recently passed a law allowing college athletes to personally profit from their name, image, and likeness, it now appears that a modern-day Pandora's box of problems have been unleashed. For more than 100 years, your tax-exempt nonprofit organization has regulated athletics for over 1,200 colleges and universities and nearly a half a million students annually. With over $1 billion in annual revenues, your organization generates a lot of money for a nonprofit. Now, I understand that about 80% of your annual revenues comes from your annual March Madness college basketball tournament. I guess that nearly $800 million might have raised the eyebrows of some of the kids who are playing basketball during your annual fundraising telethon. Oops! No! With your beginnings in the early 1900s as a response to the federal government about the alarming number of injuries and deaths associated with college football. 100 years ago, you have a long history of cooperation with the great majority of the colleges and universities in developing the rules and competitions for college sports we know today. For most of your 100 years, NCAA, your organization has appeared to be focused on the students as well as their athletics, right? According to your own television commercials, the vast majority of college men and women students participating in a college sport will never turn professional. I'm not aware of very many cross-country runners or field hockey players who've gone pro, at least yet. To me, it looks like your biggest problem today seems to be that pesky television issue. By allowing television into your sports, those capitalists have found a way to pass along their cost to unsuspecting home viewers by their monthly cable fees, like ESPN, or an extra half hour added to those games due to those obscene profit breaks called commercials. Right, CBS? Those television pirates compete against one another for the right to bring college sports to the interested citizens and widespread alumni of those colleges and universities. They make incredibly profitable offers to those regional conferences under your own NCAA umbrella. The ESPN SEC Network, for example, earns about $5 billion, with a B, per year, as the Southeastern Conference rakes in about half of that money every year for themselves. Golly, NCAA, it must really be tough to regulate all of this television money coming in to college sports and those conferences over the last few years. I can't imagine where these college athletes would get the idea that without them, the multi-billion dollar money spigot would dry up really quickly. Now sure, most of these conferences give most of that money back to the athletic departments of those universities. And without that college football and basketball money, though, most of the other sports programs, such as baseball, track and field, golf, tennis, etc., wouldn't be able to operate at the same high level as they currently do today. Today, the athletes in those money-generating sports are being told that they should be happy knowing that the $30,000 or so annual scholarship cost of attending state university is a fair trade for their students' participation in college football and basketball. Somehow, someone apparently did the math and determined that most of your name brand football and basketball schools are generating several times the value of those athletic scholarships. For example, the LSU football program generates a profit of over $50 million per year. Excellent. That profit covers the operating losses, though, of nearly every other sport on campus, including every woman's sport. Now, I'm sure that the football players are very proud that they are helping to keep the other programs alive, but those guys also might like a few dollars for their weekly pizza or a trip to the movies. And that may be where you've goofed up, NCAA. These players, and especially the basketball players, have now become aware of how much money it can put into the coffers of their universities, and even you, NCAA. California now thinks that individual players deserve the chance to get paid for their name, their image, and their likeness being used while they are in school. Football player Tim Tebow should know a good bit about this. Tebow's number 15 at the University of Florida, his jersey was, and probably still is, profitably sold by any number of people after his years spent as a quarterback at Florida. It's safe to say that if Tebow owned those rights when he was in school, he would have earned hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, from those jersey sales alone. But Tebow has been catching flack from the national media. He seems to think that college student athletes may be heading down a slippery slope with unscrupulous agents, including parents, attempting to guide and profit themselves off of these same students. Like me, Tim Tebow thought that this whole issue began with the idea that all college athletes should be able to access a pool of incremental television revenue coming into their school in order to pay for that occasional meal or entertainment outing from all that new money entering college athletics. Don't think that big-time basketball players such as Duke's Zion Williamson don't know which schools best helped him get noticed for the NBA. What if he had opted to go to, UNC Greensboro? Ever see them on television? Instead of going to a school like Duke, which has about half of its games on national TV. These young athletes are already using the Dukes and Kentuckys of basketball to mark just 1 year of time while awaiting their chance to enter the NBA. However, that charade of one and done will end beginning in 2022, as the NBA will now allow teams to once again draft high school athletes. NCAA, I think you'd be well served to devise a plan to allow all colleges and universities the right to rebate some of those excess television profits to all of their student athletes to enhance their own college experiences. If a college hasn't already done so, add some required money management and life skills courses for all student athletes who are receiving athletic scholarships and, if later, those excess television funds. Did you know that over 78% of retired NFL players file for bankruptcy or are in financial distress within 2 years of ending their professional career? For NBA basketball players, that number is 60% in bankruptcy or financial distress within 5 years of the end of their brief careers as well. If any of these large and almost semi-professional football and basketball conferences don't like the new rules, they should leave the NCAA, all sports, and then let them go deal with all this mess that they're now starting. And NCAA, while you're at it, maybe it's time to take some of that money, like the $800 million from your March Madness basketball tournament, and give most of that back to the participating schools too. What's good for the goose, yeah? Signed, your friend, Swamp Swamy.